Lord bless you. The Lord is going to bless you if you want to be blessed. All we need to do is here, came here, knew you'd be here, and I'm glad you're here. I was just going to ask Brother Harold if he'd like to come and open in prayer for us here. Just remember the folks that are looking in and on the internet, wherever they are around the world at their time of listening.
Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you that we can come here today. Lord, we acknowledge you as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And so, Lord, we just commit our time into your care. Father, we open our hearts to you today. We say, come, Holy Spirit, and move amongst us today. I pray, Father, that your blessing will fall upon this our time together, right from the very beginning to the conclusion of our service today. Bless our time together. Bless your people as they come. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Harold, you know, we just need to reach out for him. Bless you. Shall we stand and sing number 212, I Believe God. I Believe God. God can be done, trust and obey. I believe God, and if you want to and the Holy Ghost, just trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, ask what you want. Holy Ghost and power. I believe God once more. I believe God. That's what you believe. It shall be done. Believe and say, I believe. Myself, because he's always there anyway, of course. Sometimes you've got a decision to make and you don't know which way it should go. And I just say, Lord, it's up to you. I would like this or that to happen, but according to your will. Not just because I'm going to ask God, he's going to do it for me. I know it's a good exercise. I found that it works. Let's sing number 234, He Washed My Eyes With Tears. It's a different tempo, but I'd like for you to record the words in your heart when you were singing this. Maybe it was us that had a broken heart and would need of help from our Lord. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see a broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart. You know, our Lord not only loves us, He wants the best for us, and He knows it. But sometimes it doesn't walk the way we want to go, but it's the way that we should go when God's in charge. The thing to do is to get over our problem. Just talk to the Lord. Just let Him do it. And I tell you what, you will be happier. Just let Him have His way. I'd like to welcome our guests or people we haven't seen before. Lord bless you. And everybody's welcome here in the presence of the Lord in the church. Let's sing number 100, One Sat Alone. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He touched his rags and shivered in the shadow. Then Jesus came and laid His down His feet. When Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus come, the tears are wiped away.
Take the glue and build the life with.
know, it works for you too. If you have a problem, if you don't know how to get out of it, you can't make that decision. All you do is give it to Jesus. It doesn't matter what your problem is, give it to Jesus. Even if you're bright and happy on the top of the mountain, invite the Lord to be enjoying it with you. And if you let Him take the load, you find that you've got rest, God-given. Or you do. We all have our problems. It doesn't say that you're going to avoid it totally. But when the problem comes, you can share it with the Lord and He'll walk through it with you. And together, you have that peace because you know that He made the decision, not me. Let's sing one more here. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Number 124. And then I'll ask Sister Pauline to bring that item that she has. And the other people that have just come in, welcome. Lord bless you. Reach out to our Lord and you'll be blessed. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Yes, You are, Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Sister Pauline. You know, it's not so hard. We do it every day. We take a walk. We walk. We do this and we do that. But the difference being, and what we've been singing about, just a closer walk with Thee. What that means is you invite Jesus into what you are doing at the time. And what's another good exercise is when the day you get up, because we're all human and we all make mistakes and things like that, just say, well, today, thank you, Pauline. Prayer request time. Work at home today, something hicked up. But
turn it off, it's not coming. It's turned off.
That one.
Turn this off.
Oh, yeah. We're having trouble with our electronics at home as well as here. Okay. However, I do remember the main one that we had there was Kid Hildebrandt. I think he's from Canada.
He's actually in Australia.
Oh, Australia. Is any relation to the other
Hildebrandt?
Yeah. We knew the Hildebrandt family quite well. In fact, some of them even preached here. Anyway, that in his small fellowship, as he calls it, that he's got a very sick young lady and she's got a problem with the kidney and other complications, and he asked us here in Gisborne, New Zealand, to please pray for that lady. I don't know her name, it wasn't given, but it came in on the internet. Just remember Sister Diane Warrington, who's not well today, she's not here, and that the Lord will heal her. And of course we always include Israel, that the Lord will undertake for Israel, his chosen nation, and those that pray for Israel will be blessed. We know that. But for you own folks, if you have a need before the Lord right now, we don't need the details. Just raise your hand if you want the Lord to undertake for your need right now. And as I pray, just know that the Lord's hearing what your request is. And the main thing to do is to believe that God will answer. And he will. It may not be a yes. It may not be a no. It's whatever he chooses. Let us be happy with it. Just bow our heads as we pray. Precious Lord and Heavenly Father, you are our God. You are the only God, the all-powerful God, the one that created heavens and earth, the galaxies, the sea, the air, the animals, horticulture, trees, all of everything. You even made us, Lord Jesus. And you know us intimately. There's not one thing that any one of us here in the auditorium or around the world, those listening in, may know. You may have a problem that you're trying to address, and God knows about it right now. Right now he knows about it. And he's ready and able to help you. And we just ask, Lord, in your precious and holy name, that whatever that need is, like we know one of them with that in that Australia lady that's in need, ask for prayer. We pray for her because we know of it. But, Lord, you know all about the other requests that people raise their hand and then saying, Lord, here am I. This is my need. This is what I'd like for you to guide me in, or to change for me, or to make it for me, or whatever it is. But what we need mostly, Lord, is you, Jesus Christ. Because you, Lord, are the only one that can save us for eternal life. There is no other way. And it's so very vitally important, because this day and age, we know, Lord, that it's the end time. And you are going to come and take your sons and daughters away. Help those, Lord, that are thinking about making a decision and have put it off. Cause them, Lord, to know that it's absolutely vital they accept Jesus Christ. Him crucified. He died on the cross of Calvary. But you rose again. And, Lord, you will take your sons and daughters that you have predestinated to be. But we must move our feet, Lord, in that direction. We pray especially for those people on the internet around the world that are listening in. Undertake for them. Mileage doesn't make any difference to you, Lord. You are there in an instant. You know them independently, just the same as you know us. Help us, Lord, in what we ask and do and say. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. We have luncheon here in the hall immediately after the service, and all are welcome. Just come on in. And then at 1 p.m. in this auditorium this afternoon, we have another meeting, and you're welcome and invited to be here. And of course, we always have our Tuesday night prayer meeting in the back room there. Everybody is welcome to come to that too. Okay, let's sing number 135, O Lord My God. Shall we stand as we sing that? Praise the name of the Lord. praise Him from your heart as we sing. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars. Amen. You know, when you can sing like that, how great thou art, and know it's from your heart, you know that you love God. And he knows it too. Let's sing one more, just a short one, and then Brother Howard will come. Let's sing Standing Somewhere in the Shadows. You'll find Jesus. He's waiting for you if you don't already know. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always can and understand. Standing somewhere in the shadow, be seated, and Brother Howard will come.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I had a little girl come up and play the piano with me. I don't know if you noticed, but that's pretty good. We like those duets. God bless you all. It's good to be here. We just pray the Lord will speak to our hearts this morning. Just thank you for all coming, and those joining with us on the internet, God bless you too. We pray there'll be a time of getting closer to God. I really believe, brother and sister, we are living in serious times. We don't want to be drifting around with our eyes closed and not realizing the time we're living in. We are living in the last days. That is without doubt. Not many people would say otherwise, because we see the signs that Jesus foretold being fulfilled in our midst. Not so much in our midst, but in the world, I mean. So I just pray the Lord will help us to be ready for the coming of the Lord. That's what we want, to be ready for his coming. So important to be ready for his coming. Jesus said, be therefore ready for an hour when you think not, he'll come. And I don't want to be left behind. I want to go to be with the Lord when he comes. May God grant that to us. So I just pray that he will speak to us this morning through his precious word. Praise be to God. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the book of John, St. John 16. St. John 16, verse 33. Just the one verse this morning. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. What a glorious exclamation from our Lord. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Shall we just pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we come to thee this morning knowing, Lord, that without you we can do nothing. And with Lord, all of us here, we all need you. and those listening out there need you too. So, Lord, I just pray that you'll come and reveal yourself to us in a very precious way, the sweetness of your Holy Spirit, Lord. May it become very clear to every person here, every man, every woman, every boy and girl may see and understand what the Spirit would say to the church this morning. We ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, and we'll give you all the glory and thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I've just entitled this message from the scripture we read. It really spoke to my heart this week. And it says, He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we pray that he will help us. So why has Jesus made this statement, this wonderful statement? Why has he made this statement? Because he wants us to have peace in this troubled world. Do you think this world's troubled? Or is it just me? It's really troubled. Big time. If you don't know things troubled, just take a trip to the States. There's big trouble over there. Serious trouble. And you know, brothers and sisters, this whole thing is energized by the devil himself. He's against you and he's against me and he's against everybody that acknowledges Jesus Christ. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So he wants us to have peace in this troubled world. And when we believe the word of God, it brings peace to the soul. This Bible is your satisfying portion. It's not what I think or any other minister thinks. It's what God's word says. That is what counts. So may God help us today. And Jesus prophesied about the tribulation in this world. The world we are living in today, we are on the outskirts of tribulation. Now, people say we're in tribulation. Well, sometimes you wonder if we are. But I tell you what, we're on the outskirts of tribulation. It's going to get a lot worse. I'm not here to frighten you, but that's what the Bible says. Jesus said in Matthew 24, there'll come such a time like the world has never, ever seen. And it'll be the worst time the world has ever seen and ever will see. The tribulation. Don't be around when it comes. You be with the Lord at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Amen. That's our goal. Make sure our passions and our desires are for the Lord. So Jesus has prophesied this would be in the world we're living in today. So we shouldn't be surprised when we see things happening around us. And we just pray that God will be with each one. Especially his children, wherever they are. So we're taking comfort in the scriptures this morning because God cannot fail. Amen. His word will never fail. We will fail, but he'll never fail. And but he said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Now, the word cheer, we use it quite often, but the word cheer actually means to give encouragement and dispelling gloom. That's what cheer means. It's giving encouragement and dispelling gloom. So when you feel gloom, just remember Jesus said, take cheer. Take cheer because I am with you. So what's the Lord offering you during these trying times? What is he offering to us? We all see the tribulation coming, and as I said, it will increase. But we can take courage because Jesus Christ has promised us hope in him. Now, not in the church, in Christ. You've got to find Christ, not the church. It's not finding a preacher, and there's good ones out there. It's finding Christ. So God can never deny his word. And what he has said in this day is true. God can never deny his word. He will never do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
He will never deny his word. And he will never deny you. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord is thy God. He it is that goeth with thee, and he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He cannot deny that. He said, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Don't become downhearted. Oh, it's so easy to become downhearted when things are not going well. One day you're up and praising God, everything's going great. Next minute, everything turns in on you. And you become downhearted. You receive some bad news and you become discouraged. But he said, be not dismayed. I have overcome the world. Praise be to God. So remember, we've got to keep these things on our hearts. So let us be of good cheer. No matter what the situation, let us be of good cheer. You know when your faith is really trusted? When things go wrong. When things start going wrong, then you can really trust God. The trial of your faith is very important. The Bible says you need to have trials and testings. And so trials and testings, it brings out the good in you. And that good in you is Christ. Hallelujah. So we just want to think on these things. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 says, for he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Brother Lee's favorite song, No, Never Alone. That's where it comes from. I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now remember the disciples, when they're in the boat. I've been thinking about this story, because I've been in boats many times. Out in the sea, I've been out there, in really big seas, actually. And Brother Lee has too. He's a fisherman in our church. He's been in big seas. Now, when you're in a big sea in a little boat, it's very scary. Trust me. When you see a monstrous wave coming up behind your bow, as high as that screen, even higher, it's coming down. You think you're going to be swallowed up. And you know you've got to keep out of the swells. You've got to keep out of the where they start breaking up. It's a very dangerous thing to get in the sea and know not what you're doing. Don't do that. But this is a different sort of a storm. We're talking about a spiritual storm. Now the disciples were in the boat during a storm. It's a real bad one. And they thought Jesus had lost control. And the reason they thought Jesus had lost control, because he's at the back of the ship, in the stern, snoozing on a pillow. And they said, how can this be? The boat was filling up with water. You don't believe me, do you? Let's read it. Let's turn to Mark 4, verse 37. His disciples were expressing real concern. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship. Now, I've actually been on the Sea of Gennesaret. I've been there. I've been on a ship just like they were in. Same thing. So I got a really good visual of how it comes. You could be in a lovely calm sea, and down off the Golden Heights comes that wind, comes down really fast. And they said the sea could be calm and then blow up like that. And this is where the disciples were. They were in the ship. And it says here, and Jesus, he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him, and they say unto him, now think of ourselves in this situation. They wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? You know, brother and sister, Jesus Christ can do anything. He's able to calm the biggest sea. He can calm the biggest problem in your life like that. Who believes that? Say amen. That's the God we serve. That's the one we're looking forward to. He can change things in a moment if we just trust him. He wants you to trust him. So we see the disciples, they're in this situation. And it says there that the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. They were been sitting in water. Brother Lee, you know what that's all about. When that sea comes over into your boat, out come the bailers. And you're bailing like you wouldn't believe, to get that water out of that boat before you go down. When the water comes into the ship, it gets heavy and sits in the water. Very dangerous situation. And this is exactly what the disciples were experiencing. And sitting, snoozing peacefully on a pillow at the back of the boat was the creator of heavens and earth. That same God is here this morning. The same God is able to move in your life. He wants us to trust him. Jesus didn't have a care in the world. He made the sea. He made the earth. He made the galaxies. He's almighty God. Isn't he wonderful? Who loves him? So that's the situation they were in. They said, you care not that we perish? Well, actually, nobody was perishing. But in the human mind, they conjured up all this, they're dying. Sometimes you get a situation in your life, you think, oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, this problem is going to kill me. Who said it? Not God. The devil said it to you. And the one that created you is with you and will never leave you. Don't worry about what the devil says. He brings up all these doubts and fears and questions. They were in the sea. And Jesus just quietly got up and he put his foot on the bar of the boat, on the side of the boat. He said, peace, be still. And the Bible says there was a great calm. Not just, oh, it settled down a bit. There was a great calm. And brother and sister, doesn't matter what happens in our life, how raging the storm may be, he can calm the sea in your life and bring a great calm in your life. You say, oh, that's impossible. What about this? What about that? What about my job? What about all manner of things? My family. God can save your family.
Amen.
You don't doubt that? Who believes he can save your family? Oh, no, they're all rebellious. Listen, God can save your family. If you ask him, ask and you shall receive. Don't doubt. Don't fear. He's the master of the sea. And no matter what comes into your life, all the toils and the stresses that we see today in young people, and drugs and things like that. God could change that in a moment. He's the same one that created the heavens and the earth, and he can do that. Is everyone believing?
Amen.
He might want to do something for you this morning. You don't have to be in a boat to receive Jesus. You just got to have faith in your heart that he'll do it for you. Jesus was amazed when he got up. He said, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" You know, Jesus said in the last days when he returns, he said, "Would he find faith on the earth?" Question mark. This is a faithless generation. It's terrible. But brother, sister, God puts faith in your heart. It's there to stay. We want the faith of the Son of God to be placed into our hearts. And when you have that faith that he gives you, it'll not fail you. You're not listening to your reasonings and, "Oh, that can't happen, this can't happen." Listen, he said, "I'll do it for you. Just ask and you shall receive." I love what they said then. The disciples, "What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" They couldn't understand that. But Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. He was Almighty God indwelling a body that God gave him through Mary. That same Jesus went up and he sent back the Holy Spirit. And he's here today. Who believes he's here? You know, brother and sister, we just got to reach out to God. God can do anything this morning if you'll believe him. Trust him. Don't reason, "Oh, the waves are too big. This is an impossible situation." No, he promised, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. I believe he's overcome the world. I believe he's here this morning. I believe if you reach out and touch him, he'll meet your need. If you need to be saved, you can be saved. If you're sick, you can be healed. If you just trust him. Situation gets difficult at work, God can fix that too. He can do anything. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? There's no difference today in this storm of ours. Jesus still controls the storm around about us. And he wants us to be of good cheer. You got Jesus by his side. Now think about the disciples. Here they were in the boat, all sweating it out, water pouring in. "Oh, we're going to die. Don't you care we're dying, Lord?" And sitting in the back was the creator of the sea, the creator of the boat, the creator of the universe. God himself manifested flesh and blood sitting there with them. And he's here this morning.
Amen.
The same one in the boat is here this morning.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Or you think, "Oh, no, I can't." Yes, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, how we need to praise him and give him thanks for what he's done for us. He's a wonderful Savior. I love the Lord Jesus. I have failed him many times. I have failed him, but he has never failed me. He'll never fail you. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' love has never failed me yet. Hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? So we see, we need to take cheer. Be of good cheer. That word cheer, I'll just read it to you again. The word cheer means to give encouragement and dispelling gloom. People are so gloomy. You say, "Do you love the Lord?" "Oh, yes, I love the Lord." "Are you a Christian?" "Oh, yes, I'm a Christian." You know, and they're so downhearted and so doubtful. But our Father is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he redeemed us and he saved us. If you'll accept him, he can be your Savior. All you have to do is say, "Lord, I want you to come into my heart. People say, that all I have to do. That's all you have to do. If you repent of your sins, say, Lord, I'm sorry for being the way I am. I was born a sinner. You didn't become a sinner. You were born one. You're born in sin. Come to the world speaking lies. The Bible says you're born a sinner and you all need a Savior. I need Him every day to save me, to help me, keep me. Praise be to God. So we see, to give encouragement, dispelling all gloom. Some people's, Christians, are the most gloomiest things you've ever seen. Truly, they walk around, they have a little thundercloud following them around. They're a Christian, you see. But they're all gloomy because they're taking all their cares upon Him. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. You just got to do it. Just hand them over to the Lord. He loves you to hand it over to Him because He's able to handle it. Praise be to God. So we see, it's a very wonderful thing. Jesus has already overcome for us. When He went to Calvary, He destroyed sin in your life. When He went to Calvary, He destroyed the world. When He went to Calvary, He destroyed the flesh. And all you need to be is identified with Him at Calvary. And you received all the benefits of Calvary. It's not just, I'm going to be a Christian from now on. Forget it. You'll go flat on your face, but you're going to say, Lord, I'm trusting in Thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Trust in the Lord. He's looking here this morning to find people that will trust Him. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. So God needs you to trust Him. He's waiting here. And if you came up and you're sick, you say, oh, Lord, heal me. Heal me, Lord. You know my condition. I need healing. Here, just go like this. I can't. Why, Lord? Why can't you heal me? He'll say, because I've already healed you. It's so simple. He's already done it. When He's on Calvary, He said, it is finished. It is finished. Do you believe this? Are we believers in Christ Jesus? In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And all its issues and all its sicknesses and diseases have been met in Jesus Christ. Wonderful Lord. Just quote it. Just tell Him, Lord, I believe You. He loves to hear you quoting what He's done for you. Thank you, Lord. So God knows what's happening in your life and in your family's life. He knows all about it. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about your body. He knows every cell in your body. Do you believe this? He knows everything. He knows how many times a flea bats its eyelid. You know why? Because He's God. It's hard for you to understand, but He's mighty, Almighty God. He knows how many hairs are on your head. So why don't you just trust Him? Just trust Him. Say, Lord, I'm just going to trust You. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So He's already overcome. Not will overcome. It's already finished. He'll say, oh Lord, save me, save me. He's already saved you. All you have to do is accept it. Say, Lord, I accept that when You died at Calvary, 2,000 years ago, You died for my sin. And I humbly come before You, repent of my sin, and accept what You've done for me. You're forgiven right there. Do you believe this? We are believers. The world's got no hope because they don't know Christ. But we have Christ Jesus our Lord. If we trust Him, He will forgive us. Ask Him to forgive. Confess your sins. And He will faithfully forgive you. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. If Jesus comes this afternoon, I want to know that I'm going to heaven. I want to know that every sin of my life has been dealt with. I can't do it, but he's done it already. But you must receive what he's done for you. You can go to church until the cows come home. You can go every day and every month, but that has nothing to do with it. Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? People think, if I just go to church, that'll do it. No, it won't. A lot of people went to church in Jesus' day, and all the Pharisees and all those guys, they thought they're going to heaven. They killed the prophets. God sent them servants, they destroyed them. And then they destroyed him. But on the third day, he rose again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's after you. Just stand behind Jesus. Lord, you are my Lord and my God. And I'm going to trust in you, Lord, all the way. He has already overcome. There's nothing too big for God. Nothing too big for God. I don't care what your problem is. There's nothing too big for him. Who's believing this? Remember our scripture in Jeremiah chapter 32, 27. Let's read what God said. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh, including your flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. I heard Brother Andrew say no. Let's try. I know Brother Paul over in Vancouver would have said no. He believes us. Is there anything too hard for God? No. That makes God feel good. You bless the Lord when you trust in him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But when you exercise faith, faith is not seeing it done. Faith is believing it's already done. It's not relying on your ears or your eyes or your feelings. It's relying on God said. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Hallelujah. How could you be good enough for heaven? People say, I'm not a very good person. I'm not good enough for heaven. That is correct. 100% correct. But Jesus is the one that gave you his righteousness. And you're ready for heaven the moment you believe he did it for you. Don't you love God? This is life to me. The world can have all their stuff. I tell you what, they're going to pass away soon. I want Jesus Christ to be in my heart. I want him to change my body. For the Bible says he'll change our body in a moment, in twinkling of an eye, a tenth of a second. And we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds of the air. Who believes that? And if you believe that Jesus died for you and took your judgment and took your sin, you are free the moment you believe. Wow, so wonderful, isn't it? So there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Whether it be sickness, whether it be the world, whether it be the government, there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. All the things in your life, there's nothing too hard that he can't fix. But you must trust him. For he is the high priest of our confession. He can't help you unless you confess what he's done. Well, it clearly states that. He's a high priest of your confession of faith. In many trials and testings and overcomings, Jesus has already overcome for you at Calvary. All we have need of has already been met. As I said, he'll be standing here. Say, God, save me. I've already done it. Heal me. I've already done it. What I do, Lord, just receive it. Say, by faith, I believe that you died for me. By faith, by your stripes, I am healed. Not will be, I am healed. When we start believing this, we'll see the glory of God in our midst. Not just saying, oh yeah, that's what we believe. More than what, you've got to believe it in your heart, Lord. I believe that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. He's so wonderful. Who loves him? You all love him with all your heart and all your soul. Well, we've got to exercise our faith. We've got to put our faith in action. Faith without works is dead. Because, oh, we have faith in our tabernacle. That's nice. I'm sure you do. But you, as an individual, have to exercise that faith. Jesus died, sin and death was also overcome right then. We are free. We are free. We are free. I believe this with all my heart and soul. The world needs to hear this gospel. We need to tell them too. You need to tell them what you believe. Tell the world what you believe. Jesus has saved me. Jesus has healed me. People have said, Jesus healed me. They receive the healing right then. When you confess what he's done for you. Wonderful Savior. In Proverbs 3, 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not with thy head. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Oh, how can that be fixed up? Just leave it to God and see what he'll do. How's God going to put the sea down flat? The huge breakers filling the ship. How can he do it? Just ask. Lord, I believe that you can do it for us. Lord, don't you care that we perish? He stood up. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see him put his foot on the rail? Say, peace. Be still. And even the wind and the rain obeyed him, and the sea just all came down flat. Do you believe he can do that today? He sure can. I just believe he will. The minute you believe, it's yours. It's ours. Who believes it's ours? Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him. It's really important you acknowledge the blessing of God in your life. If he helps you today, say, thank you, Lord, for doing that. I thank him every day. I thank him every day for the things he does for me. He helps me all the time. God knows what I'm talking about. I'm not just saying that. He knows why I work over there and the problems I face are not very bright, you know. But he helps me so marvelously. It's so wonderful. He believes he can help you. Who believes that?
Amen.
And he shall direct thy path. You say, well, Lord, which way shall I go? Should I do this? Should we do that? Help us, Lord, to know the will of God. The Bible says he promised to direct our paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't expect God to bless you if you're living an unclean life. You don't like that. Be sincere. Ask God to forgive you and to flee from all uncleanness. Or whatever it is, doing things dishonest. You can't expect a holy God to give sanction to an unholy life. Now, brother and sister, we can't do things. We're pretty weak in ourselves. But if you commit your life unto the Lord and ask God to give you strength, he'll give you overcoming power. That's why I say we need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is really holy. We don't know what holy is, but you know what happens? People want the Holy Spirit. They, oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I got the Holy Spirit. And there's no holiness in their life. Something wrong. The Holy Spirit comes in. A holy life comes out of you. That's how you tell. Applies to me and applies to you. Victory comes from God within us. He said so. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children. He's speaking to all of us here, little children. And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You'll never overcome the world in your own strength. You need the Holy Spirit to be in you. Praise God. That's why I want more of it. More of God, less of self, less of the world, less of influences. That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit. That's our overcoming power. Jesus, the mighty conqueror, he goes into battle. He's the one that leads the charge. We just follow him. He's with us and said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, we may have tribulation. We have it every day, as it were. But let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's read that in Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the beginner, and the finisher. He does everything for you from the start to the finish. Isn't that great? So I'm going to be a Christian from now on. Forget it. You're not going to do it. You'll go for about 2 days and go flat on your face. You need him to be the author and finisher. He will keep you. Cast all your care upon him. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus had to endure the cross. People don't realize that. He endured the cross. It's not a softy little thing. He was beaten and punched and stripped for you. Despising the shame. And sit down on the right hand of the throne of God. Our Savior and our Lord. Brother and sister, you know, if he gave his all for you, he's expecting you to give your all for him. He doesn't want 99% of you, Brother Harold. He wants all of you. That's the only way it's going to work. Give your all to him. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. So he went through it, despising the shame. He saved us, put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. You should be the happiest people on planet Earth. Who's happy? There's about three that said they're happy. Who's happy this morning? Hallelujah! We're happy in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who's made us clean and heaven-bound. Not the church, not the preachers. God does it in you. He does it in you. He's got to come into you. And all happens below the fifth rib. That's where the God deals with people, not up here in the head. We don't learn this. You don't learn God. God comes to you and reveals himself to you. I'll never forget the time he revealed himself to me one day. As a kid of 14. Went to church. Wonderful Baptists. Hope there's no Baptists here. Baptist people are good people, actually. But I went to the Baptist church, went to Bible school, a Bible class, and we'd done all those things and had to try and learn the scriptures and all that. I remember, excuse me, just digressing a little. But we used to go out the back and they'd have these big sand pits, the sisters, and they'd have set up the scene on the road to Jericho and have all the sand there and the palm trees and the camels and all that. And as a kid, Lee, as a boy, I used to sit there and say, but where's God now? Where's God now? I want to see him. Who wants to see the Lord? If you really want to see him, he'll come to you. He really will. I'm not talking about seeing the Lord with a Palestinian robe on and sandals. And it's more than that. You'll see him in his glory and in his love and in his power. And what happened? We're at home one day with my godly parents, mum and dad, and the family was sitting around. And this boy that used to go and look at the Sunday school sandpits and tried to work out where God was. My father said, "Do you want to receive the Holy Ghost like they did on the day of Pentecost?" Wow. When he said that, I can't explain it. I didn't know what it meant. But something sounded good when he said it. It sprung up in my heart and said, I would love to see him. I would love to receive the Holy Spirit. So he said, all get on our knees. And we all got our knees in the lounge there. And my mum and dad went and prayed for every one of our family members, one by one. Laid hands on them. As I did in the Bible, and they received the Holy Ghost. When they came, they laid their hands on me. I didn't know what to expect. All I knew was sandpits and camels. But when they laid their hands on me, he came into the room. I could see it as clear as a bell. The Lord Jesus came to me, not to see a figure, but the presence of God came to me. And as I run out of words at this point of the testimony, I cannot explain the love that is demonstrated. I just wept uncontrollably in front of my brothers and sisters. I could not help it. When I realized he loved this wretch, this person that was such a rat bag, he loved me. And the more he loved me, the worse I was questioned, why did he love me? And the more I wondered why he loved me, the more he loved me. And a great light came over me because it was about there. It came to me and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, I received wonderful outpourings of the Spirit. And this little 14-year-old kid started to speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. No one taught me. No one taught me. There's no one near me. But he started to speak through me. And I love him with all my heart. Who loves him? You know, brother and sister, if you get a real hunger in your heart this morning for God, he will come to you and help you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Don't wrestle with it. Don't say, oh, shall I? Don't do that. Say, Lord, I want to come just as I am. Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. What a blessed hope we have of the Lord today. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I don't know why I'm saying these things. I mean to be all Christians here. But I felt compelled to say it. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, I want to say this to you all. Time is running out. It's getting closing down. Seriously. Don't play with it any longer. Say, Lord, I got to get this straightened out with you. I do want you, and I'm going to give my life to you. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted. In the day of salvation I have succored thee. The Holy Spirit has been calling you for some time. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't put it off until tomorrow. You might die tomorrow and it'll be too late. God is speaking. Here's his word. Now is accepted time. Behold, now, right now, is the day of salvation. If you come to him, he'll never fail you. He won't fail you. He wants you. But I'll tell you one thing, my brother and sister, he'll never force you. It's going to be your decision. Do you really want God? You want to find out, like this 14-year-old did, that God is real? You mean business with God, he'll mean business with you. Doesn't matter how many times you've been to church, has nothing to do with it. That's good going to church, don't get me wrong. That has nothing to do with your salvation. The Lord wants all of you. If you give your life to him, he'll come and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Make you a new creature in him. Be born again. Shall we stand to our feet? Ask the musicians to come forward. And I want to sing that lovely sweet song, Never Failed Me Yet. The Lord Jesus has never failed me. And he'll never fail you if you just surrender you all to him. There's every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord Jesus, we come to thee, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you will help us all to hear the call of God. Many are called, the Bible says, but few are chosen. What a terrible thing that is. They were called, but they never made a choice. God came knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock of your heart, he said. Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him. So, Lord, I just pray this morning that you'll speak to hearts, Lord. Very deeply, Lord. I can't overemphasize the seriousness of making an honest acceptance of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say we love you and we say, Lord, I believe in you, but we've never actually given our life to Christ. You want to receive God. You want to receive your forgiveness. You want to receive the Spirit of God. I'm giving this opportunity this morning. Maybe your last. The Bible says the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. So, brother and sister, don't play with it. God is definitely speaking to your heart. If he's speaking to your heart, then it's up to you to receive what he's speaking to you about. He's calling. He's calling. This is your opportunity. I pray that as we consider these things, that you'll do the right thing. I'm not going to force anybody. I could never force anybody. What a waste of time that would be. It's got to be on your heart. It's got to be something that you really want between you and God, not between you and the church, not between you and your husband or your wife or some your family. It's got to be between you and God. Isn't that a lovely song? He's never failed us and he won't fail this morning. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, he said. Learn of me, for my burden is light. You'll be so glad you did. If Jesus comes tomorrow, you'll be so glad you did. Never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Jesus Christ, and never fail. I know that where I may go, Jesus' love has never failed me. You out there on the internet, God sees your heart wherever you are. If you know you have to make a choice, get on your knees right where you are. Nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with this church. It's to do with God and you. God is speaking to you. You must make a choice. I know that wherever I may go, Jesus' love has never failed me. A couple of sisters have come forward. This is the final call. If we just knew how serious this is, I tell you what, we would be running to this altar like you won't believe. Young people, don't put it off. was only a kid when I found the Lord. He came to me the supernatural way. If you really want to be saved, you really want to be in that rapture, I'm giving that opportunity. If I could do it, I'd come down and grab a hold of you and bring you down here, but that's not going to do it. It's something you've got to do between you and God. So let's just sing the song again quietly. Does anybody here knows that they need to get right with God? Why don't you come? Somebody needs healing in their body. He's a healer. He's a savior. He did it all at once at Calvary for you. May God bless us. We sing this song. Never failed me yet. Failed me yet. Jesus, love. Never failed me yet. This one thing.
Is open. You are welcome to come down and talk to the Lord about it here with people that believe in the Lord. Let's sing number 220 in the redemption rest. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. I need thee every hour. Most gracious Lord, tender voice of mine, and peace of voice, I need thee, O to me. Before we sing this next verse, if you have that little something in your heart that's an unanswered question, that's the Lord talking to you. Tomorrow you may not have it there. He doesn't come every time. And if you need to, my advice to you is do it now. Now is the accepted time. Let's sing verse 5. I need thee every hour, most holy one.
You just give your life to him. He will save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Don't miss your opportunity, brother. God is calling you. Let's sing this again. I need the screen. There you'll be. And God's calling you. I say this with every ounce of sincerity in my heart. God is calling you. But you have to answer the call. You have to answer the call. Sing this once more. And then Brother Lee will do whatever he feels to do. I need the all I need, every hour I need, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
God bless you all.
Yes. So I'm saying God loves you. And another thing, God is here in this building.
We're just going to close in a moment here, but let's, as we go after I've prayed number 99, let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. And then the words come, there's no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has his way. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what we've heard. We know it's the truth. How do we know? Because it's confirmed in our heart. And so often, Lord, in my early days, many years ago, I heard it and I knew it was right, but then I didn't do anything. And then I never had peace. So I went to another church again, knew it was right, didn't do anything, and I still had no peace. And then in your time, Lord, I knew that you called me and I responded. Let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. We just thank you for what we've heard today. We know it's the truth. It just resounds in our heart, just a confirmation. You are the only way to go. We are not going to have eternal life without the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's been offered to us at this time. I just pray, Lord, for the people on the internet around the world that are listening in. All they need to do is to get on their knee and say, Lord Jesus, here am I, by the chair or on the couch. I'm hearing this and I know there's something there in my heart. The Lord will hear you. Doesn't matter where you are. He hears you. He will respond because He wants us to respond and He wants to help us to do it. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the food we're going to have, and I just give thanks for the hands that prepared the food, and may we have fellowship. Be with this afternoon's meeting, Lord, at 1 p.m. Help us, Lord, to think about what's been said today. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You may go. Let the Lord have His way. Let the Lord have His way in your heart every day. There's no rest, there's no peace till the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands. Rest secure. Bless you.